Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I am your host for the next hour. We've got a really good show today. We're going to span the musical spectrum. We're going to stray into one area of album rock radio that I don't usually go, but we must to mark the anniversary of a landmark album. We've got new music from an acoustic rock alt band who we haven't heard from in years. Plus, we've got Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and the best rock from all eras. Right here, 91.5, WMFO.
Live on your wire. Who come and take me? Whoever. wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away.
I wanna fly away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get away.
I wanna fly away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go and see the stars.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz, WMFO, that's called Fly Away. And we heard The Cars from their second album, Candio, and The Dangerous Type. Well, good morning, this is Ron LaRussa. It is Monday morning, August 16th, the last maybe a week or two of sleepy summer before we all kind of get revved up and back to school and back to more serious work schedules in September. A lot going on in the world. The COVID virus continues to wreak havoc in the music industry, specifically the live concert scene. Last week, The Bleachers and Jason Isbell and Dead & Company are just three more acts that announced that they were going to be requiring either proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID test in order to allow you into their concerts. They joined the Eagles, all the clubs in Nashville. Some concerts and festivals are being canceled altogether. Stevie Nicks has canceled five festival appearances for concerns over her own health. She said, "While I'm fully vaccinated at my age, I am still being cautious." And also, of course, the New Orleans Jazz Fest has been moved to spring of 2022. And don't look now, but the 20th anniversary of September 11th is coming up. And the airwaves are undoubtedly going to be filled with tributes to that day in 2001. Well, Jon Stewart and Pete Davidson have teamed up for a comedy benefit that will memorialize the 20th anniversary. It'll be at the Garden, Madison Square Garden, on September 12th. And the bill will include Dave Chappelle, John Mulaney, Amy Schumer, Jimmy Fallon, Wanda Sykes, and others. and all proceeds will go to the 9/11 charities. And if you recall, Davidson's father was a firefighter who died in the 2001 attacks. And John Stewart has long been an advocate for 9/11 responders. Well, let's get back to the music. Now it is time for Phil's pick. My friend Phil from Watertown, busy combing through his music collection, and he's doing a real good job with that. And he's got one for us today. Let's hear from Phil.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Skin and Bones by Cage the Elephant. Cage the Elephant are a band that was formed out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. Their music is a combination of classic rock, 90s alternative, blues, punk rock, and funk. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Close my eyes and drift into the silence. Barely see the ultraviolet. Slipped and fell into the deep end. All the sidewalks shimmer just like diamonds. All the empty words were flying. Well, the heart was low, but I never was alone. I never was alone. Let the love light guide me home. Watch it fades and falls into another. I'm not getting any further. Left you feeling like an alien. All the shiny sidewalks, they were lying. Lost myself while I was hiding. And the heart was low, but I never was alone. I never was alone. Let the love light guide me home. Hearts are empty almost all the time. Blind devising ways to lead the blind. And it seems as if there's no end in sight. Let the love light guide me home. Let the love light guide me home.
Thank you.
That is Styx from their 1977 album, The Grand Illusion. You know, it's very hard for bands to stay excellent consistently, year after year, album after album. Usually there's a gradual decline in the quality of their material. Well, Styx is a band that kind of fell off a cliff, right? Their first couple of albums were excellent. Grand Illusion, Pieces of Eight, also very, very good. And then before you know it, an album or two later, they were in Mr. Roboto territory. I can't think of another band, maybe Jefferson Starship also did that, where they just kind of fell off a cliff. But Styx, anyway, an excellent example of a band like that. And before that, we heard Skin and Bones from Cage the Elephant, which was Phil's pick today, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here. You can hear us on the radio in the Boston area on 91.5 FM. And you can also stream us or hear us on demand at WMFO.org. And as I said, the name of the show is Rock of Ages. That means we play the best rock from all eras. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up with was still around today. And that includes new music. And one of my favorite bands from the late 90s, early 2000s, alt-rock, kind of acoustic rock scene, is Toad the Wet Sprocket. Unfortunately named, but they did have a lot of good music. Well, they're set to release their first new album in 8 years. It's called Starting Now. It'll be out on August 27th. 10 songs on it. This one's called Game Day. New from Toad the Wet Sprocket. On Rock of Ages.
Some nights I can't sleep at all. Mind races and time just crawls. Dead breaks like it always does. Another chance to feed the fear or live the love. There's too much at stake to let it slip. Get out, play day. Don't let the fear of the past get in the way. Remember why you came, beauty and the pain. There's a million ways for you to play. I fight to hold on to hope. It's a bumpy ride, but it's all I know. Don't give up, don't leave. You're the only thing that still makes sense to me. There's too much at stake to let it slip away. 'Cause it's a game day, get out and play day. Don't let the fear of the past get in the way. Remember why. There's a million ways we can play. There's too much at stake. There's too much at stake. There's too much. Play day, don't let the fear of the past get in the way. Remember why you came, beauty and the pain. And there's a million ways for you to pray. It's your game day, go out, play day. Don't let the fear of the past get in the way. Remember why you came, beauty and the pain. And there's a million ways for you to pray.
from the early days of Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. That is Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. And before that, we heard new one from Toad the Wet Sprocket. Their album called Starting Now will be out on August 27th. The song we heard was Game Day on Rock of Ages. Well, this is a pretty eventful week in rock history. This weekend marked the anniversary of the iconic Woodstock Music Festival in 1969. Here's a good trivia question. Where was the Woodstock concert held? Now, most people would answer Woodstock, New York. But in fact, that's not true. The answer is Bethel, New York. It was originally supposed to be in Woodstock, but about a month before the festival, the town of Wallkill rescinded the permit on the grounds that the portable restrooms were not meeting their standards. And so at the last minute, really, a couple weeks before the show, they took up in Max Yazger's farm in Bethel. But because of the late location change, all the materials were printed, etc., so they didn't want to change the name. They still called it Woodstock, but it didn't actually happen in Woodstock, New York. Also this week in history, yesterday, August 15th, marked the day in 1965 that the Beatles played at Shea Stadium in New York. It was the first time a rock band headlined a stadium in America, which of course kicked off a trend that has remained very strong till today. And also yesterday, August 15th, 1979, Led Zeppelin released their eighth and final studio album, In Through the Outdoor. Let's hear one off that album now. Here's Led Zepp on Rock of Ages.
Concentration.
That is a slice of 1980s pop rock from Eddie Money, former New York City policeman, and I Think I'm in Love. And we heard Led Zeppelin before that from the album In Through the Outdoor, which was released this week in 1979. The song was Southbound Suarez. I don't play a lot of metal on the show, but I do like Metallica. And they are going to be marking the 30th anniversary of their 1991 self-titled album, best known as the Black Album, with a special reissue and a compilation featuring 53 artists covering their favorite songs from the album. Both are going to be released on September 10th. That was actually Metallica's fifth album. The official reissue is going to be released in several formats, including a deluxe box set that contains 14, count them, 14 CDs, 6 vinyl albums, and 6 DVDs. And as for the compilation album, the collection will feature contributions from artists from every genre imaginable. Among them are Weezer, Jason Isbell in the 400 Unit, Phoebe Bridgers, Darius Rucker, Chris Stapleton, many, many, many others. And then following its digital release in September, vinyl and CD versions of the Metallica Blacklist will be released on October 1st. All profits from the collection are going to be donated to a variety of charities selected by the contributing artists, along with Metallica's own All Within My Hands Foundation. And if you don't know about that, they do some really, really excellent work within the Metallica Foundation. One body of work that I do really like from Metallica is the Unforgiven trilogy. There are 3 songs in all that appear on 3 different albums, Unforgiven 1, 2, and 3, starting with number 1 on the Black Album. 1 and 2 both start off with a horn intro that was taken from the 1960 Western movie The Unforgiven, but it was reversed. Let's listen to that one now. This is Unforgiven 2 from Metallica on Rock of Ages.
beside me. Under wicked sky, through black of day, dark of night, we share this paralyzed. The door cracks open, but there's no sun shining through, like hot scarring darker steel. But there's no sun shining through. No, there's no sun shining through. No, there's no sun shining. What I felt, what I've known. Turn the pages, turn the stone. Behind the door, should I open it for you? But she'll never love again. She lay beside me, but she'll be there when I'm gone. Black heart scarring, darker steel. Yes, she'll be there when I'm gone. Yes, she'll be there when I'm gone. Then sure she'll be there. Beside me, tell me what I've done. The door is closed, so are your eyes. But now I see the sun. Now I see the sun. Yes, now I see it. Could you be there? 'Cause I'm the one who waits.
on a wave of haze. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic jazz. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it.
A song that will forever be associated, at least in my mind, with Matt Damon in The Martian. That is David Bowie and Starman. And we heard Metallica before that, and the song was Unforgiven 2. Up next, we have our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era right after this.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You probably never heard of The Verve until their 1997 hit Bittersweet Symphony. But they were far from an overnight success. They actually formed in 1989 in England and released their first record in 1992 on a small label. The band was just called Verve then. The next year, while on tour in America, one of the band members got arrested for trashing a hotel room in Kansas, and the band was sued by a record company named Verve, which made them add the to their name. They broke up and came back together, and then in 1997 they released this song, which is based on a loop of a symphonic version of the Rolling Stones song The Last Time. And in fact, the company that owned the publishing rights to The Last Time sued and was awarded 100% of the publishing rights to this song. And so despite the worldwide popularity of it, The Verve did not reap the financial reward. The band broke up shortly after in 1998. And here's The Verve with Bittersweet Symphony, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era on Rock of Ages.
No. a young man, I found an old dream. Was as battered and worn a one as you have ever seen. Now I made it some new wings, and I painted the nose, and I wished so hard up in the air. I rode. Was younger than me. Her parents kept her locked up in their life, and she was crying at night. She was wishing she could be free. Of course, I mostly remember her laughing, standing and watching us play. For a while there, the music would take her away and she'd be singing. Lying white sheets there, and she was waiting to die. She said, if you just reach underneath this bed and untie these weights, I could surely fly. She's still smiling, but she's tired. She'd like to hear that last bell ring. You know, if she still could, she would. Stand up.
That's Crosby and Nash from their album Wind on the Water. And I almost forgot to mention that Saturday, David Crosby remarkably turned 80 years old. So we wish him a happy birthday. And before that, we heard The Verve and our one-hit wonder this week with Bittersweet Symphony on Rock of Ages. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Thank you for listening. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be back next week at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday. I hope you can join me then. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.